Profanity is a shortcut for thinking. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California. Profanity is a shortcut for thinking. My mother was always after us kids to, you know, keep our minds clear and our words shaped up properly. And she would always tell us that to swear merely means that you don't have much of a vocabulary. It means that you just cannot think of anything to say to take care of the situation. And that's never been a good idea. Never been a good idea. Profanity is a shortcut for thinking, because you don't have to think. You just let out the stream of profanity, and that covers everything. Of course, it doesn't mean anything. And most of the time, if people were made to swallow the words for what they really were saying, they'd probably die, because there's some words in profanity that are pretty bad. Why does anyone use profanity? Well, profanity, in one way of thinking, is just an exclamation mark. Say, oh damn, you know, or oh darn, or oh shucks, or oh hell, you know, whatever you say, that's all profanity. That's all taking the word of these normal words into improper status. And we do that. And when we do that, what we're doing is we're just showing that we have not really thought through what it is. And then you were pouring the milk in the glass and you spilled some on the table. You say, oh damn. You're pouring some milk in the glass. You're pouring some milk into a glass on the table, and the milk falls on the table. And you say, I must be more careful. Now that's thinking. You're pouring milk into a glass on the table, and you spill some, and you say, that's a waste of perfectly good milk. I must be more careful. I must use better judgment. I must make sure that my vision is correct as I'm pouring, because obviously I thought I was pouring in the glass, and I didn't. And you see, now all that can be brought down into one simple word, oh damn, you know, mm-hmm. Oh hell. But it doesn't really show that you understand what's going on. It merely shows that you're frustrated. Whereas if you can spell it out in words, say, ah, I got to be a little more careful here. Oh, that's wasteful, or whatever you want to say, then you're starting to think. Then you're starting to use your mind, and you're saying, I didn't do that because I wanted to, but I did. Because I wanted to be careless. So therefore, I wanted to spill the milk. Whereas if I wanted to be orderly, and I wanted to be neat, and so forth, I was pouring my juice into some small bottles this morning. I put my juice always in small bottles so that I can drink it in 20-ounce portions. And so every hour or two, I'll drink a 20-ounce portion until I've finished the gallon for the day. And as I was pouring it in there, I was pouring it away, I thought, hey, I'll just pour it direct from the bottle instead of using the little pourer that is on the top of the bottle. And it was spilling in the sink. It was overflowing. It was doing this here. And I thought, that's wasteful. Yeah. And so I put the cover on and opened it so that the spout would be there. And then it went in perfectly. And I thought, you just don't win by forcing these things. You just don't win by pushing the envelope on your ability to pour just teeny-weeny little bit until it comes out. Now, if I didn't have that spout, I wouldn't have depended on it. I would have taught myself how to pour out of that big spout into a tiny hole. And but why? It didn't have to be that way. All I had to do was just use the spout, and then everything would be all right. So we sometimes don't do what we should do, and then we say, oh, damn, or we swear about it, and we say that this never works. And that, and all we're doing is showing our frustration instead of showing our intelligence. Mm-hmm. Our intelligence knows just what to do. Our intelligence knows just how to handle these things and always does it beautifully. And this is what we want to do. We want to always handle these things beautifully and take care of them. And the only way we can handle them is by being in charge of our words. Now, Ellen was saying to me the other day, she'd like to do more writing. And I said, no, you don't. I said, you would like to do more writing if you were falling in love with words. And she said, yeah, I'd like to fall in love with words. And I said, well, do it. When you go to the dictionary and you look up one word, don't stop. Look up the list and down the list, three or four words, and you learn all sorts of new words and wonderful ways of pronouncing them and everything else. And it's exciting. And she said, well, that takes time. All right. Good writing means that you have something with which to write. Now, you're going to go into the race car business, and you're going to take your Model T, and you're going to race it against these Jaguars, you know. Now, who's going to win? I mean, your Model T is going to look like a joke out there. Well, that's the way we look when we attempt to go into writing, and we haven't prepared ourselves to train ourselves in writing. That's what happens when you don't prepare yourself to do the things that you should do. You want to become a good driver? Well, you get yourself a good car. Now, it's not that the good car is going to win, but the good car and a good driver both make a pretty good chance that it'll win. Okay. If you want to write a book, you don't say, I got a great idea, I'm going to write a book. First, you build up your skill in writing. You spend a year or two working on your writing skills, working on your language, your vocabulary. If you're going to write about the South, then learn to use the vocabulary of the South. If you're going to write about New England, you certainly have to write in the New English flair of vocabulary. And if you're going to write from France, you sure better learn French. Because if you write in English in France, they'll say, hey, you know, that's not too cool. We don't speak much English around here. And so you must learn French, and then write in French. But meanwhile, your ideas are still there. Your beautiful thoughts are still there. But it's up to you to go and start doing something about them. And if you don't go and start doing something about them, preparing yourself for the art that you have, then you'll use profanity as a shortcut for your thinking. And that's what most of us do all the time, is use profanity as a shortcut for our thinking. So I recommend to you today that if you have any dreams or any aspirations, prepare yourself for them. Prepare yourself for them. And then you'll never be frustrated, and you'll never say, oh, damn. You'll just say, wow, I'm on the road, and it's fun. So you all have a lovely day, and think of me whenever you're doing something wonderful, successful, and beautiful. I love you.
I love you.